As the group assembled on Evans Street, old friends greeted each other with hugs, posed for photos, and showed off their signs with messages like, "Still I rise and vote today." The group gathered to protest systemic racism and to celebrate Juneteenth, a holiday that has been receiving recognition across the country with the new momentum of the Black Lives Matter movement. Chase Wheaton is one of the locals who participated in the event.
It is when Black Americans were actually allowed to exist as free people in this country, when that last chunk of slaves in Texas were freed, or were, you know, told that they were freed. And so it's, you know, the actual Independence Day for when all Americans were freed.
Wheaton is referring to the group of over 250,000 slaves who were finally granted freedom on June 19th in 1865 in Galveston, Texas. The event began with a prayer, followed by a silent walk through the Uptown District for 8 minutes and 46 seconds to honor the late George Floyd, who was killed in police custody in Minneapolis. As the group walked past the courthouse and local businesses, mothers carried their children, couples held hands, and drivers passing by honked their horns in encouragement. Cassandra Dixon, one of the attendees, says the protest is meant to highlight the tragedies the Black community faces on a daily basis, as well as celebrate Black joy.
I think it needs to be a day where we support Black-owned businesses, whether it be food or you just going in their shops, kind of learning history, getting to know their culture. And it just needs to be a day of fun, music, celebration, because that's what the slaves did. As soon as they found out in Texas, they celebrated.
In addition to the walk, the event consisted of several speeches, songs, and poems performed by the crowd, exemplifying the festive nature of the Juneteenth holiday. Many protesters wore shirts that read, "Free-ish since 1865," to convey that more work needs to be done in Greenville and in the U.S. But Dixon feels like today's peaceful demonstration is a step in the right direction.
Oh, it's a good thing that the holiday is finally getting some light shed on it, just because I feel like the day that slaves finally were considered free is not really acknowledged how it should be, especially in the school system. So with everything going on, with not necessarily in Greenville, but in other larger states, I think it's a good thing that we can come together to shine light on a day that is positive and a day that needs to be recognized in history.
The event concluded with the crowd singing the Negro National Anthem, a song officially titled "Lift Every Voice and Sing," written by James Weldon Johnson. Their hopeful voices did just that, lifting unified and confidently over the sound of traffic at the corner of Evans and E. First Street in Greenville. For PRE, I'm Maddie Holloway.